This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council tonight will have a first reading of a proposed $35 vehicle registration fee. The city wants to combine that vehicle registration fee with a small increase in utility fees to pay for any future special assessments for road and sidewalk work. The council must have a second reading of the proposal that's scheduled on February 27th before a vote can be taken. We're finding out more about Mayor Matt Mugerauer's idea to do away with the position of Oshkosh mayor. Mugerauer wants to go back to a council president. Under the proposal, in April of 2025, four council members would be elected to a two-year term. From there, the council reorganization meeting, the entire seven-member council would elect a council president and vice president. At that time, all references to a mayor and a deputy mayor would be eliminated from all city codes. Mugerauer says having a mayor is confusing because Oshkosh actually has a city manager form of government. Early absentee voting for the spring primary is now underway. Voters can select two or three people running for Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge. Page two, the city is working with the Grand Opera House Foundation on a memorandum of understanding on their proposed renovation and expansion project. Last year, the Grand Oshkosh told the city it was looking at a $3 million project. Things are slow on Lake Winnebago as the sturgeon spearing season goes on despite bad ice conditions on the lake. The DNR is closing three sturgeon registration spots until the ice conditions improve. Later this week, Congressman Glenn Grothman, the chairman of the Subcommittee on National Security, will have a hearing on the consequences of President Biden's catch-and-release policy at the U.S. southern border. And economist Brian Ballew is in Oshkosh today, giving his economic forecast for the next few years. We'll have more on what he has to say coming up in Thursday's report. Turning to sports, the Herd has the week off due to the All-Star game. The Herd has won five games in a row now. And Oshkosh North will try to wrap up the Fox Valley Association's Boys Basketball Championship this week. Tonight they take on Hortonville. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First. Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.